tonight. Not a chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, no time to figure gracefully. One thing I know for sure, there'll be no doubt when you see you are. Right smack dab in the middle of it. Right smack dab in the middle. We are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right on schedule.
The Secret Truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler along with my co-host.
Charlotte Littlefield. Good evening, George.
Well, how you doing? How's it going up there? Everything going all right?
Yeah, everything's going great. Hope it is with you, too.
Okay, any flu going on up there yet in your area or what? Have you heard anybody coming?
Nothing I'm aware of.
Okay, let's talk about our page here for a second first, then we'll move on. And Ben can't join us this evening, nor Ken O'Neill, so we're going to go ahead and talk about Utopia Silver ourselves. We're going to cover the flu protocol, which is on their main page. If you scroll down, it's right in the center. Otherwise, right now, I want to tell some our listening audience something about our page. At the top is the Secret Truth 2012 program page. Right below that, we have it broken down to program pages 2011, program pages 2009 and 2010 together, and then program pages 2006 and 2007 and 2008 all together. We used to have a much smaller page at one time so we could put those on one site. But anyway, go in there to our main page, thesecrettruth.com. Move on over, to the main site there, which is the mainpage.htm, and then you'll be able to see that. We've got a PDF where explosives were the source of the seismic signals emitted from New York on September 11, 2001. Right below that, I says 2012 Bah Humbug. What do you think about 2012, Charlotte? What do you think's going to happen? Anything?
Well, it's been a pretty uneventful year for me. I don't know about you, but it's almost over. I'm looking forward to 2013 myself.
Yeah, well, this December 21st, the world's supposed to come to an end because of the Mayan calendar. What's your thoughts and comments on that?
Well, it's kind of interesting. The sun generally lines up with the black rift, if you will, of the galactic plane. However, what's different about this particular lineup is that it's more dead-on center, and then it'll go off a little more as each year goes by. So this is, it's a special, winter solstice, in that it's the closest to the crossing of the plane as it's ever going to get. So in that way, it's kind of interesting and special for people into astronomy and things like that. But like I said, every winter solstice, this happens. It just so happens that it doesn't happen towards the center of the galaxy where a lot of new stars are born. So that's what makes it so special.
Okay. I put in there a little humor. I said Bah Humbug. That's something that came up from Charles Dickens. Charles Dickens wrote a wonderful novel called A Christmas Carol. And it's been, done in play form over and over again all throughout this country quite frequently and throughout the world. Well, anyway, so I sort of came up with a little humor there. Our sponsor is Utopia Silver. And we're going to talk tonight for the rest of this segment, and then we're going to bring Wayne Matson on for the beginning of the second segment to the end of the program. And boy, Wayne Matson is just a knockdown investigative reporter in the Washington, D.C. area that you could not believe what he's come up with on different stories up there. Anyway, Utopia Silver, they have this protocol, and they have it. Let me just start reading out some of the numbered protocol parts of this. Number one, therapeutic liver flush. Number two, colloidal silver. This is what they specialize in, and their product is is one of the best on the market today. And probiotics, number three. Number four, selenium. Number five, vitamin C. Number six, vitamin D. And let's see here. Let's go on here. Number seven is IP6. That's a very, very white powder. Sweet tasting white powder. It's a member of the vitamin B6 family, which is shown in numerous medical studies by Dr. A.M. Chamden, M.D., to boost the activity of the natural killer cells. Okay, this is how deep they get into some of this stuff. And then number eight is about systemic enzymes. But anyway, that's their, you know, protocol. This season is lining up to be, have you read some of the reports, Charlotte, about the, this is supposed to be a pretty bad flu season. Have you, what have you been hearing out there?
Yes, definitely. There's a lot going on for advertising for this particular flu shot. And yeah, definitely cold and flu season is upon us.
Yeah, I know Ben and Dr., you know, Ken O'Neill, they don't really recommend these flu shots, and because it's a changing thing sometimes. And their idea is to go in and re-strengthen the immune system and using all these different vitamins and colloidal silver. And they feel that you'll be a lot better off with any kind of a flu, a contagious flu epidemic than you would in many other ways. But anyway, go in there and really read that. They also have a special going on colloidal silver. It's 25% off. It's on the right-hand side of their page. You go into utopiasilver.com. They also have a silver bulletin e-news, okay? And they have in there, there's a story in there, in their e-news, about natural cold and flu remedies for children. And I found that to be very, very insightful. And this is coming out of a Natural News release by Victoria Moore. And there have been many recalls on children's Tylenol and Motrin over the years due to inadequate or non-existing testing procedures. This should be a major concern for parents when their children fall ill. Homeopathic medicine has shown to have an 82.6% success rate versus conventional medicine at 67.3% response in regards to respiratory tract infections. Anyway, go in there and read that article about young children. We're not giving medical advice. We're going to point you in the direction of some of these articles, some of the people, some of the finest minds around, whether they're in the nutritional vitamin area, supplement area, or like Dr. Ken O'Neill, he practiced medicine, MD, for years, then he twisted over to natural pathology, naturopath medicine. And he draws upon that vast experience also from his MD experience. And I know, how are your girls doing? Do you got plenty of vitamins up there and everything?
Well, the basis and the good doctor and Utopia Silver founder will agree with us is a quality nutrition. Eating good quality food is the basic foundation, and then it's supplementation on top of that. And then, you know, you can take it further, a little bit of exercise and stress reduction. When you're in a stressed out state, you can actually inadvertently shut down your immune system, which makes you very susceptible to viruses and bacterial and fungal infections. So it's really, you know, it's sort of it's a multi-prong approach, you might say, to stay well and not getting sick. So, there's my input there. And yes, we're doing fine. We're trying to make sure that we eat right and supplement where we know there's certain deficiencies. And I use Utopia Silver whenever there's a bug or we're under stress and somebody comes up with the crud or cut an infection, anything like that. And I stand behind it personally. I've used it for a few years now, and I have nothing but good things to say about it.
Oh, that's great, Charlotte. Anyway, we're going to take a break and then bring on Wayne Madsen. He'll be our guest for the rest of the program. Thank you for listening, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 7th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,697.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,739.41, $869.70 for a half ounce, or $434.85 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,739.41, $869.70, and $434.85.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Secret Cruise. I'm George Butler along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield.
Okay, Charlotte, we've got Wayne Matson up next, and let me tell you a little bit about this gentleman. My gosh, he's one of the hardest-hitting investigative reporters that we will ever interview during our career, Charlotte, bar none. He is a Washington, D.C.-based investigative journalist, author, and syndicated columnist. He has written for The Village Voice, The Progressive Counterpunch, Online Journal, Carpet, and so forth and so forth. He has not only done all that writing, he's appeared on Russia Today, ABC, NBC, CBS. Also, he's taken on Hannity, and he's taken on all these other people O'Reilly. You know what I mean? He's going after Bill O'Reilly. He's going after Sean Hannity. Let him tell our listening audience a little bit about Wayne Mattson. Welcome to our program, Wayne Mattson.
Hi, good to be with you.
Boy, I tell you what, you say, on your own site, that what you're trying to do in the tradition of Drew Pearson and Jack Anderson and so forth in that Washington merry-go-round, boy, tell us about where you're coming from, Wayne. Tell us what you're really about.
Yeah, I guess it's good to give your listeners a little background into the history of muckraking journalism in the United States.
Sure.
Something that's long since gone, I'm afraid. We, at the turn of the century, it wasn't just those who were trying to bust the monopolies like President Teddy Roosevelt. I mean, he, of course, was heavily involved with that, but he also had assistance from the press at the time because many of these moguls like Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Vanderbilt and others, J.P. Morgan, controlled the media for the most part. So there were a couple of reporters, Lincoln Steffens, Ida Tarbell, who took these people on. To some extent, everyone will remember the name Samuel Clemens, otherwise known as Mark Twain. But this is the where really it began with the modern press. And then into the 30s and 40s, we had Drew Pearson. In the 20s, H.L. Mencken. Drew Pearson turned over a column called the Washington Merry-Go-Round to his assistant, Jack Anderson. But after Jack Anderson basically gave it up in the beginning of the 90s and newspapers started to fold, I mean, that particular column, which really created a lot of fear in the power structures in Washington, in the halls of Congress, in the White House, in the Pentagon, the Washington Merry-Go-Round, sort of went by the wayside. It was at one time syndicated in 1,000 newspapers when we had 1,000 newspapers, evening and morning editions, and now with papers folding, that was sort of the indication of things to come, that the column went long before the papers started to drop one by one. But now we have the Internet, so my website is an attempt to try to bring back the spirit of muckraking journalism back to Washington, D.C., and basically, you know, these corporate journalists, let them know, give them a taste of the medicine that they really need to have, that people who pioneered in American journalism practice this type of muckraking. It's not a pejorative term. It means you go to the bottom of the barrel where the muck exists, and the barrel could be the White House, the Pentagon, Congress, corporations, you name it. But that's what muckraking means. And as I say, with the corporatization of media, this style of journalism has been largely lost, although there are people now on the Internet that are trying to bring it back. And I'm not saying I'm the only one, but I'm one small effort to try to restore that journalism.
Wayne, I think you're doing great. Would you say your experience as a naval officer in security matters and then NSA later and then computer type of experience, has that given you a really good one-upmanship on other people?
Well, one of the things it's done is I had many people within the government, within the military, within the intelligence agencies who wanted to tell me things, and they realized I realized what risk they put themselves in by talking to anyone in the media. I go to great lengths to protect their anonymity, using them as deep background sources only, never mentioning their names. I'll add that Jack Anderson and Drew Pearson never burned one of their sources. That's why they had so many. So when the corporate media says, they'll turn around and say, well, where are your sources? Where are your sources? Well, where are their sources? They always traffic in high-level leaks, and they feel quite comfortable in using anonymous sources. But when someone else does it, they immediately want to know. I think part of it is jealousy on their part, and the other part is that many of these major newspapers and media, TV networks are in cahoots with the government. newspapers in the United States who have this problem where their sources are now afraid of being hit with Espionage Act charges. President Obama, I think, has charged 8 or 9 people now under the Espionage Act of 1917, something that wasn't even invoked during World War II. Has been invoked about 8 or 9 times by this administration. So needless to say, there's a lot of sources that are drying up. But my background in intelligence and the Navy, people talk more comfortable talking to me because I wouldn't deal with fact checkers. I wouldn't deal with editors because once someone else knows who your source is, you have no control over the protection of that source.
Right. Do you find today in Washington, D.C., that there's just a lot more corruption or problems than maybe 2 or 3 decades ago? Would there be any difference today versus 30 or 40 years ago? That any comparison there that you come up with, any idea?
Yeah, I think it's worse now. And I mean, I of course, didn't cover Washington back in the 60s or 70s, but I know a lot of journalists who did, and I've had long conversations with them. And I think the difference between then and now is the type of corruption, let's call it a small C corruption. In those days, yeah, we know what it was. If you vote for my bill, and Johnson, Lyndon Johnson was famous or infamous for this, the case may be, but he'd say, if you vote for my bill, you get a new post office in your congressional district. Then, you know, it got into taking money, but not the scads of money that these politicians take now, because they're, you know, this was the old you scratch my back, I scratch yours. We're talking about money, but not this immense amount of money that we see today, especially after this Supreme Court decision where you can pump any amount of money you want without even being known. So I would say that it's worse. It's much worse now than it was then.
Okay. Wayne, we're going to be back in about 3 minutes, but thank you for being with us, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
when natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield, and welcome back to Wayne Madison of the WayneMadisonReport.com. Wayne, we'd like to congratulate you on your recent book, La Affaire Petraeus, the Benghazi stand down and the plot to Carterize Obama. Congratulations on the new book.
Well, thanks. It was a work in progress, but I decided to get this book out because I think the story really needs to be told to the general public. And I think every day, we're seeing something new break, although it is amazing how the corporate media has all of a sudden forgotten about Petraeus. We don't hear much about it anymore, but the latest is that General James Mattis, the head of the U.S. Central Command, who was slated to become the new Marine Corps Commandant, is stepping down as CENTCOM commander early, and there's just a lot of flux in the very high officer corps in the military, and you would think at a time we're running a war in Afghanistan and we're still involved in cleaning up operations in Iraq and Libya and now maybe an impending conflict in Syria, we wouldn't be seeing these sudden changes at the top of the military command structure, but in fact we are, and not only there but also in the intelligence community with Petraeus' sudden resignation. There have been rumors, Wayne, of some kind of a coup going on behind the scenes. Is there any evidence of that, or is that just a rumor? I think there is evidence. I mean, you just have to look at the number, and it's not just the stars that are falling. And I mean, so by stars, I mean 2, 3, 4-star generals going by the wayside here. But we also see, in one case, 2 of the ships involved in the offshore, they were offshore off the coast of Libya back on 9/11 of this year when we had the siege of, everyone is calling an embassy and a consulate. It apparently was neither. It had no diplomatic status in Benghazi. It looks like it was a CIA-type station. They didn't issue visas and do all the other normal things that embassies or consulates do. This was some sort of a special facility, and we know from Petraeus' girlfriend, she kind of let the cat out of the bag and stated that there was interrogation, at least one interrogation center in Benghazi where we were interrogating prisoners. So this was some sort of different type of operation. And 2 of the commanding officers, 2 of the ships off the coast at the time, the CO of the Mount Whitney and the CO of the Fort McHenry, were released of their commands on the very same day back in the middle of last month while those ships were home ported in Naples. The chances of that, unless they found these 2 guys in a compromising position in the men's room of the officers club, no, this looks like it was part of an operation to basically suss out those who may have been involved in trying to create a situation that would have presented Obama with the same crisis that Jimmy Carter faced in 1980
a hostage situation. And in this case, hostages are no good when they're dead. So we have four Americans winding up dead instead of the steady Chinese water torture as we remember with Ted Koppel and what became Nightline, day 144 America held hostage. We would have had that from 9/11 of September, which I think is also an interesting date that this occurred, up until the day of the election. And I think had that been the case, and we had hostages in Benghazi, I don't think Obama would have been reelected.
You know, I happened to go in there and look at Google, and I Googled up and found the consulate, but also I found this thing that said annex down there. It didn't say CIA annex, but right north of the annex were 8 to 12 big warehouses. You know, this was a Google, on Google
right.
Map.
Right, and I think what, yes, the word is that what the Ambassador Stevens was involved with, as well as others who were on the ground, was trying to get back the weapons that we had given to these rebels back when they were in the process of overthrowing Gaddafi. And that some of these weapons may have involved not only stuff we gave them, but stuff they got from Gaddafi's own armories, which that may have also included the shoulder-held surface-to-air missiles that can take out aircraft. So if this type of stuff had gotten into the hands of these pro-Al-Qaeda groups, obviously there was a huge interest in trying to get control over those. But again, you got to go back to the original who gave the orders to go in and arm these Al-Qaeda people. We were told for years that Al-Qaeda was our enemy. And all of a sudden, we're arming them with sophisticated weapons like these man pads, these shoulder-launched ground-air missile launchers. And I think it gets back to the fact that Al-Qaeda was started by the Central Intelligence Agency and have always been at their beck and call, including here in Benghazi, because there was an interest in setting up a hostage situation. Unfortunately, when you're dealing with these kinds of irregulars like Salafists and Al-Qaeda and all these other names that these groups have, you don't have the same kind of command and control you do as if they're, you know, your own military force. And so this thing got out of hand. The attempt to embarrass Obama to turn him into a Jimmy Carter failed. And I think now we're seeing the repercussions, a lot of people being fired as a result of it. I've never seen this kind of turnover in the upper echelons of the Pentagon. As long as I've been around. Even when Truman fired Douglas MacArthur, it was really MacArthur he got rid of, and we didn't see a whole lot of MacArthur's entourage go. But in this case, we're seeing a lot of heads rolling now, not only at the Pentagon, but at all these combat commands and theater operational commands around the world.
Right.
I wonder if the mercenaries for hire, or the armies for hire, the civilian military sector is being impacted as well, but we just can't see it.
Oh, I think so, because we not only when we had these high-level resignations from the military, we also saw the incoming CEO of the largest contractor of all of them, Lockheed Martin, step down as a result of what they said as a result of an affair he had with a female subordinate. I mean, since when do we see people like that getting fired in such a public way from a company of that size? So I would say that was probably part of it. Obviously, you're not going to be able to pull off this kind of operation unless you have the support of the prime contractors. And you know, every prime contractor, you've got hundreds, literally hundreds of subcontractors and tertiary level contractors. So this was a major thing for the incoming CEO of Lockheed Martin to go at the same time, within, like, I believe it was within 48 hours of Petraeus resigning for the same thing. We're told an affair, but I've been watched long enough to know that when a member of Congress decides to step down and he says that he needs to spend more time with his family, there's is there something else involved completely in that? Either the FBI has already said they're going to indict him unless he resigns, and there won't be any sort of a public disclosure of this if they just go quietly, or there's an affair, some sort of an affair, or some major scandal behind the decision to say I'm leaving to spend more time with my family.
Right. Wayne, was there any possibility that some of the possible chemical weapons that might have been going through the Benghazi pipeline, would those be similar to what Assad has in his armory?
Well, I was in Tripoli, Libya, when NATO was bombarding the capital last year, and what I noticed and what I was told was the chemical weapons were then being protected by.
Okay, we gotta go.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Thunder, along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield. Welcome back to Wayne Madison, website WayneMadisonReport.com. Welcome back. Sorry about the break. It seemed to have cut off your very interesting answer.
Yeah, welcome back, Wayne Madison. Appreciate you being with us.
When I was in Libya, I talked to people who were very aware of the where the chemical weapons were being stored, and they were actually being protected by Libyan troops, but under the authorization of NATO. This was a deal that was done actually under the Bush administration, where NATO had no way to get these chemical weapons out of Libya and secure them anywhere else. So we trusted Gaddafi, and he said he would protect them, and they would be subject to United Nations and NATO inspection, and they were. So now that we, the same thing in Syria, many of the chemical weapons that are in Syria were moved there by Iraq, because when Saddam said, look,
Yeah, okay. Are you there? Are you right?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, we got you back now. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, Wayne.
So the chemical weapons that Saddam was accused of having were moved into Syria, and they've been under lock and key at Syrian warehouses southeast of Damascus. The reason is these chemical weapons were provided to Saddam Hussein by the United States, by Germany, by Britain, and we had no interest in having those chemical weapons anywhere in Iraq when the U.S. and NATO forces went in there, because they would find the bill of lading. They would find the proof. And we know the picture of Donald Rumsfeld shaking hands with Saddam back in the 1980s. And when the joke was that Rumsfeld said, we know he has the chemical weapons because we have the receipts. So there are chemical weapons in Syria, but this is part, the blame goes to the United States and Britain and Germany and these other countries that supplied both Saddam Hussein with these weapons. Germany supplied a lot of these weapons to Gaddafi. Now there's no control over, we don't know what's happened to these chemical weapons, but now all fingers are pointing at Syria as having them. And when CNN's reporter says, my Pentagon sources tell me that Syria has mixed the chemical weapons and they're being deployed, why in the world would anyone believe anything the Pentagon says after we were lied to about Iraq and we were lied to about many of these conflicts? They just can't be trusted to tell the truth.
Right. The weapons here, does it seem like that there's a setup going on for some kind of a false flag with using some kind of chemical weapons against either a village or something in within Syria or within just right across the border in Turkey? I smell a rat here that they're preparing the public for some kind of a chemical attack, and they're going to blame it on Assad, it looks like. That's what it looks like.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's exactly what's going on. It's just like the, remember Colin Powell with his vial of anthrax? I've been through UN security several times. And if he thought that UN security was going to allow him to walk through with a vial that he claimed had anthrax in it, look, that's not the NYPD that runs the security there. That's their own security force. And of course that was a setup. The drawings of the biological laboratories were weather balloon vehicles. And we've already been lied to. And we're being lied to again. Yes, there's going to be something, and we don't, just the mere mention of chemical weapons is enough for the U.S. to launch an attack. Remember, Bill Clinton, to take it attention off the Monica Lewinsky scandal, launched a cruise missile attack against Khartoum, Sudan, saying he was going after a chemical weapons factory. It turned out it was a factory. It made aspirins. It made aspirins in Khartoum. So, yes, we've been there. This is an old story. And the corporate media feels or figures we all have very short memories that we don't remember any of this from the past when they were the biggest cheerleaders on these contrived, as you say, false flag operations or no flag operations. There was nothing there with the WMDs in Iraq. The chemical factory in Sudan was an aspirin factory. And I'm afraid that even during the first Desert Storm, when Peter Arnett said we bombed a baby milk factory outside of Baghdad, that's in fact what it was. It was a baby milk formula factory. It wasn't making biological or chemical weapons. But yeah, I mean, we've been there so many times. One thing you can almost guarantee that when we're prepared to invade a country or hide behind NATO with an invasion of a country, there's going to be this propaganda, this all this totally false information that's pumped out by the Pentagon.
You know, this Ahmed Chalabi name, I researched a little bit on that. He got involved in the Iraq situation with curveball and all that stuff, totally just lying about the information about what Iraq had. These portable biochemical, you know what I mean, agent, you know, trucks and stuff. I mean, and then they passed that on to Colin Powell.
Right, and I mean, Chalabi is a known huckster.
Oh, yeah.
A con man, and although you haven't heard the name much in the media, you will. If there's a move against Assad, you'll see this guy. There's a Syrian version of Ahmed Chalabi. I've met him. His name is Farid Ghadri. He's a U.S. citizen. He lives in the Washington, D.C. area. He's been a defense contractor, but he's also a national of Syria, and he's been tied up with all these neocon organizations in Washington, the same ones that Chalabi was tied up with. Ghadri is the guy who will be the Chalabi of Syria, and he's every bit as corrupt as Ahmed Chalabi.
Right. Your view right now, with Benghazi having already happened and so forth, and then the elections, you know, coming out in, you know, favor of Obama, how does that factor out? What kind of ideas do you have about Obama gaining the presidency? How did he do that?
Well, I think had this plan by, you know, and we have to go back to something that leaked out from what Romney said. It was reported by Craig Unger, who I know, and I have a lot of respect for his investigatory skills. He was told by somebody that was close to the Romney campaign, and Romney and his closest advisor said, look, we have to develop a Jimmy Carter strategy to defeat Obama. Well, what that's in reference to is the October surprise of 1980. Carter was trying desperately to have the hostages in Tehran released because he was having this, you know, he had this very close election with Ronald Reagan, but it was really the hostage situation that destroyed the Carter presidency. And had he been able to get those hostages returned before the election, there's a good chance he would have defeated Ronald Reagan. He would have been reelected. But that didn't happen because we know that George H.W. Bush, the vice presidential candidate, and William Casey, who was Ronald Reagan's campaign chairman, finance chairman, I should say, were negotiating with Iran to keep the hostages there until after the election. Of course, they were given weapons and cash in return for that. This is treasonous behavior, but it happened before. We know that Lyndon Johnson told Senator Dirksen that he knew that Nixon was negotiating with the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong in Paris to ensure that Hubert Humphrey would not be elected president in 1968. So we've seen this happen in recent years, relatively recent years. So the same game plan was being used against Obama. Now, had there been a hostage situation, and this could not have happened without Petraeus' involvement and without the involvement of the combatant commanders of U.S. Africa Command, General Carter Ham, who was stepping down suddenly, Admiral Stavridis, the head of NATO, he's been sanctioned recently for misspending funds. So we've seen a lot of disciplinary action taken against these military officers who were involved.
Right. We're going to take a break here at the top of the hour and then come back. And you can go with us the next hour also. Is that right, Wayne?
I can do about another half hour before my voice goes out.
A couple of more segments after the top of the hour. We'll be right back. We certainly appreciate you being with us, and we really are happy to have you. So we'll be back in about 6 minutes. Thank you very much.